rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stop waking up every day with feelings of unease. This is season 4 of Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. You feel motivated to do something creative with your time. And nobody can demotivate you from doing something that looks and feels good to the outside world. Personally, I envision a life that's tailor-made for me. Is that what you envision? Your feelings are strong today, so therefore you cannot ignore them. Many people have also shown that, well, many people, and when I say many people, I mean motherfucking Donald Trump's dumbass. He's shown that he can manipulate the news cycle, all kinds of different opinions of other people, and basically he has an entire fucking government behind him trying to understand how they can hold on to their job. Because at the end of the day, we have rules for a reason. What the fuck are we doing? Well, I know what I'm doing. Today, I'm sharing with you some new information about, guess what, neuroscience. Yes, season 4 is about neuroscience still, but it's more about how you can perpetuate your own survival using your neurology, using your brain, and using your mind. The first thing I want to do is, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for waiting for so long. It's been a break. I took a break. Did you miss me? I took a break. Just a month, I guess. I don't know. Because I have a job, and I was like, in order to give you value, so like, not only am I doing the Center of the Sun podcast, I'm also writing my blog at devon.org. Thank you for watching or reading. But in addition to all of the personal projects that I have going on in terms of bringing you value, I decided in order to do it better, in order to make 2020 pop like I really want it, because I'm a bougie bitch. At the end of the day, I'm bougie and I want it to look good. There's nothing wrong with that. I thought it would be best to take some time, you know, and really get my thoughts together and really understand what the fuck I'm coming up here for and doing this for. There's this doctor, his name was Wayne Dyer. And I was on YouTube, of course. I'm still obsessed with YouTube. My fucking phone just told me I averaged 9 hours a day on my phone. But I don't watch TV, so it's fine. But I also am, I also do speed reading too, so I justify some of that time with speed reading. Because speed reading, okay, so before I get into Mr. Dyer, speed reading has changed my life. And you should, on my birthday in August, I bought myself a speed reading app for $20. It's called Speeder CX. I don't even know what it's called. But basically, it was only $20. And all I wanted it to do, I bought it because I wanted the cloud version so I can, like, watch it, do it at work. And, like, when I'm, like, in between patients, I can, like, read the news super quick and understand it. Like, that's the thing about reading is that no one taught me that you shouldn't say the words in your head. Because they teach you how to read out loud, and then what happens when you stop reading out loud? You read it in aloud inside of your head. They never say, okay, now show your brain the words, but don't say them to yourself. Like, no one ever said that to me. Like, you have to be really specific. Because I'm slow. Like, I'm not slow, but, like, I'm gullible. So if you tell me something, I'll believe it. And then if you never tell me otherwise, I'll still believe the original thing you told me, because I won't seek my own information. That's why Center of the Sun exists. Oh, my God. So my phone told me I've been averaging 9 hours on Twitter mainly, and YouTube mainly. And I just, oh, this is why. Because I've been binge watching Steven Universe, because I cut off my cable. Because I hate TV, and I had it because I love TV. Actually, I love cable. Let's start there. Because my childhood was a lot of TV. So it was a lot of nostalgia with a lot of 90s movies. I really loved the fact that I could just turn to a channel and it would be like a poppin' ass 90s movie that I forgot I loved. So for that reason, I had like every channel, because I'm like, at the end of the day, if I'm bored, I'm going to find something on there that reminds me of my childhood, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to, like, want to watch more. But then it got to the point where it would be playing in the background because it would be shit I've already watched. Excuse me, I'm, like, coughing. It would be shit I already watched, so, but I would still be on Twitter, so I would have two screens in front of me. And then I thought one day, like, wait, I'm not even watching this. Like, I'm distracting myself with a distraction to distract myself. Like, I brought a birthday gift to a birthday to celebrate your birthday. Like, I'm like, why am I not fucking smashing a glass into my friend's head right now? Because it's insane. It was insane. So I cut off my cable for the purpose of being like, you know what? Well, I have this whole ass desktop computer with all of the software that I need, because I bought it like that. And I wanted to read more. So I was like, So I taught myself how to speed read, and it's going very well. And I'm also using so this is what happened when I cut off my cable, actually. Because I actually didn't cut off my cable, because I actually technically I still have cable. But I have the version that the cable company made to trick me into having cable, even though I would call them to specifically cut it off. What they did was like, what do you like to watch? Like, they, first of all, they put a black lady on the phone, so they would be like, okay, well, you're gonna do well with him. But they were like, what do you like to watch? And I'm like, the only thing I like schedule to sit down and watch and like rush home to watch if I'm late is Rachel Maddow every night at 9:00 p.m. I've been watching it every day since 2008, since Barack Obama, because I feel like she's getting paid by the CIA to like elect Barack Obama. But anyway, I love Rachel Maddow because of her coverage is so insightful, and she does her research, and she doesn't have a lot of like, she's not doing it for theatrics. And I know she's wearing jeans and probably like sandals on the air. Anyway, I just think she's cool. Oh, and she's, because she's gay. That's why I started watching her, because I think she was like the only, and I didn't know Don Lemon was gay, but I don't like CNN, so I don't know. It's neither here nor there. Her news reporting resonates with me, therefore I watch that shit. And because of the media, you know, Donald Trump says fake news. Well, I also believe that, but not because of what he said it for. There's a lot of extra stuff that's being added to the news, opinions that I don't want to hear, because my feelings are a lot and I don't want to like get off course. So I allow myself to watch Rachel Maddow once a night at 9 p.m. And if I don't watch it once a night at 9 p.m., I'm up at midnight in the middle of the night because I'm like, fuck, I fell asleep. Let me get up. And I watch her at midnight. And if I don't watch her either of those times, I catch her in the morning. Because MSNBC, even if I didn't fucking pay for it, is the only fucking channel that lets me watch their shit online. And they have been since they launched MSNB, you know, then since they had it posted online, they've been letting you watch it for free, at least the last two episodes for free. And this is the old version of cable that I miss. It was a little bit just like more fair when the FCC had more control, but that's another here nor there. Anyway, Rachel Maddow wants a night in order to limit my screen time because time is precious. And I don't remember why I started talking about that, but I have a fucking outline, so I'm going to just sit here and read it. And what I ended off on in this outline was point C. People like Donald Trump's dumbass have shown that one can manipulate reality to perpetuate their own survival, regardless of the truth. So, when I look out in the world, and when I think about what the topic is going to be about Center of the Sun, I want to change that shit up. I want to say, you know what? The topic is going to be transcendental lemon drops. You know, like I wanted to like blow it out the water. But no, every time it like pisses me off that like my mind, the way my mind works is that like I find the nuances and connections in everything because they're there, and I am adept at identifying them. And that's why I started this show, because I get bored with y'all. And what y'all keep talking about, the same dumbass shit all day long, it pisses me off. So here we go. I'm bringing you what I be thinking about. And it's a lot. And season 4 is about neuroscience again, because it's all interrelated. And the show, Center of the Sun podcast, is actually about maximizing your human potential by leveraging ancient wisdom and modern science. That's what it's about. And you can't, you don't have human potential without the mind. You don't have the mind without the brain. We don't know nothing about the brain without neuroscience. So here we are, honey. Thank you for listening. There's this doctor, his name is Wayne Dyer. And he brought up a great point on YouTube, on a YouTube copy, probably pirated. But thank you for the donation. But I pay for YouTube. I don't know. Somebody's getting revenue somewhere. 101 Ways to Transform Your Life by author Wayne Dyer. I literally listened to maybe the first few minutes because I'm literally just studying copywriting. I'm looking at people's hooks and rewriting them to practice my delivery of my transcript to you. So in order to get inspiration, I have to consume a lot of content. And for some reason today, I stumbled upon Mr. Wayne Dyer, and he had a great point. If you simply break the word transform into two, and let's start with the word form. We know what the word form means. And when it in relation to self development or personal development, the form is your body. A form can be anything physical, but in this regard, it's our body. The other part of that word is transform. We know, you know, for like, if we take, for instance, like Miss Laverne Cox, she is a trans advocate. She advocates for people who do not conform or do not wish to conform to the antiquated and normal, or not normal, sorry, the antiquated way of thinking that humans exist in a dichotomy of one or the other, when in actuality, all of the evidence in the world suggests that we all, first of all, that gender is a social construction, in that we all experience gender on a spectrum. So the people like me who can't quite articulate or don't have a concept of this, because we don't have to, because we fit and nestle just so gently in our social conditioning, we are called cisgendered people. CIS, not SIS, not this. No, cisgendered. Cis is Latin for static. Means doesn't change, Trans is Latin for change or something of the sort. I didn't study Latin, of course. But anyway, if you take that word apart, take the word transform apart, it actually means that you have the ability to change your physical body. Isn't that exciting? Well, to do this, I am going to suggest that you look back just a little bit, not very far, back in history, human history, and just look at, just identify some of the ways that you've already, that you already know how to do this. Through visualizations, you know, you imagine your future, dream big, all those things. You can also do it through affirmations, which, you know, those, I have these little cards. I wish I had them with me. Louise Hay is a really good author. She was a pioneer in affirmations back when people like didn't even fucking want to give people with HIV medical treatment. She was a pioneer in doing that. Her and like Whoopi Goldberg, like really out here, like, can y'all stop being mean to people? Because these people give us life and they're dying. Like, what the fuck? But basically, affirmations like, I will, you know, abundance surrounds me every moment of every day, and there is nothing that can limit me. And you say those things every day, and you do that because over time you start convincing yourself that that's true. When it, well, it is true. Well, you not convince yourself, but it becomes true because your brain, your mind starts creating reality that reflects that affirmation. So, also meditation's really big. You know, sitting down, being mindful. I use binaural beats because I don't sit down and I'm not mindful, and I don't believe in it for me, because I feel like if I clear my mind too much, like somebody can come in and like manipulate me and all this 5G and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Like, we can control machines with our brains. Why can't machines control our brain? I'm just saying, it's just logical. So I'm not going to try to, I want to be control of the thoughts, and the thoughts that I'm having are fine. They're not, you know, I'm not obsessed with anything. I'm not addicted to anything right now. So, you know, I'm going to let my thoughts be my thoughts. I feel like I was not raised in a barn. Therefore, you know, I can like make good decisions and, you know, not die from random shit. So anyway, medication's good too. Oh, you know, that's really what's really helped me over this hump. But there are various techniques and medication that, you know, I always put that in there because I'm like, what, Devon, why are you so happy? Why is everything going so great? Well, because I take care of myself. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about nobody else. Because how can you take care of somebody if you don't take care of yourself? It just, this is, how do you say okay in Spanish? Right. Anyway, there are tools that have shown tremendous evidence that that those tools have the ability to help people make better decisions. And those decisions can potentially lead to you having a better life. Those life choices have all kinds of benefits, like a good job, a better paying job, more dates, you know, out in the town, you know, feeling it. Or if you're like me, on Plenty of Fish, a bombing, you know, trying to find a sustainable relationship, like not working, like online is not going to work. You can't, there is no easy route. There's no easy route to more sleep. There's no easy route to less stress. You have to cultivate, take care of yourself. You have to cultivate yourself. You reap what you sow. There's this thing, I wish, so this is why I believe in student loan forgiveness, at least at the federal level, at the subsidized level, because my ass has several loans that I don't believe I should have to pay back, because in order to participate in the U.S. economy, you have to have a fucking college degree, or you have to have something support. You know, there has to be some sort of support. You have to be educated well in some way. And if elementary school and high school are mandated, just like preschool is just about to be mandated, like not at every level, but like in my city it is. Because if you have to take care of the kids, and that's why I'm like, you should just pay for their school, pay for their college, because you're telling them do all of this to go to college, and then they go to college and then they don't get the return on the investment. Like, we have to teach children about, either teach children about the return on the investment, teach them about money, or let them fucking participate in the economy so they don't have to learn about money. Like, you can't have it both ways, but you have to cultivate yourself. Just like school, and they won't forgive your loans, you have to figure out what major are you going to pick that's going to return this investment. If you're going to take out $40,000 of loans a year, what are you going to do in the future to return the investment and live? Or, like me, say fuck it. Anyway, there is no easy way. Unless you're Donald Trump, when your whole family is racist and you don't give a fuck about nobody and you just hurt people and you fund the Nazis back before World War II, and then here we are. Yeah, old money. This is why you asshole. That's why your soul's fucked up. Man, and I don't have to talk about, and that's the thing. Even today, who is the president of the Philippines has been telling people to go out and kill in cold blood citizens because they don't believe in drugs. And guess who has a disease today? It's like it writes itself. I don't have to do nothing. All I gotta do is cultivate health in my own body, because the less I'm focused on myself, the more, I don't know, unknown forces, psychic forces are coming in and just destroying the evil people. It's just happening. All these leaders are going down. And they have a little bit of a time. They lead for a little bit, but they don't lead for that long. And the United States is not different. And this intelligence community is kind of cool. Maybe I watch too much TV and I'm like, ooh, that's the gag. That's the true gag. Quantico, watching all those shows make those pretty Indian women make me think that's who's behind the scenes taking down Donald Trump. I surely hope so. Jesus Christ, if you're listening, CIA or FBI, thank you. Thank you. But I ain't gonna talk about you, because y'all ain't killing my ass, because Chuck Schumer told Donald Trump's ass before he got elected, mess with these intelligence people, they gonna get you back. And I learned that from Alex Jones' ass. I was like, damn, oh yeah, because I don't just listen to Rachel Maddow. I'm sorry. I know at the top of the hour, I was like, I love Rachel Maddow. But I listen to multiple streams. And if I'm gonna listen to Rachel Maddow, I definitely am listening to Alex, whoever the fuck. Not listening to him for like good, but like making sure that he's not, his narrative is not completely wacky. I'm just making sure they're not declaring war on black gay people. That's really all I'm trying to say. Just make sure the Handmaid's Tale's not true. So I gotta look at everybody's views, and they actually make good points, but from their own fucked up worldview, which is racism. So when you cultivate, when your identity is laced in evil, I don't know. And not evil in the sense of like good and bad, like the Lord is blessing me right now. No. Good or evil as in my personal ethics, what I deem as good and bad. I'm the observer. That's what season 4 is about. Being the observer, maximizing your time here on Earth, because I'm going to live to 120. So I need to start figuring out what the fuck I'm going to do. And 120 is a little bit young, to be perfectly fucking honest. What do you think? Send me your thoughts. Host at CentrosSun21.com. This is season 4 of Center of the Sun, and I want to thank you so much for listening, because we have an exciting show. I'm talking about neuroscience again. I'm talking about functional brain imaging machines and different kinds of tools that have come out in the last year, literally in Cincinnati, Ohio. Whoop, whoop. So send me your thoughts. Host, CentrosSun21.com. So, this segment is going to be called Free Will versus Destiny. Like, do you even ever ask yourself what the hell you think is going on with the reality that we live in? Because some people seem to think that all you have to do is, I have no idea, do what God told you, or you know, like, it's, for a lot of people, it just seems easy. And for me, I'm over here like, I don't know. I deserve so much, but I have so little. How do you get there? How do you get to the place where you feel comfortable with the conditions that you were given as a person? Because, I don't know, some brain scientists that I've been in checking out on YouTube and on various medical journals, thankfully I have access to them through the university, some of those scientists say that both free will when it comes to the brain, free will and destiny are necessary for the mind to operate. And that's weird, because when you're born, you think that like you have like trillions of neurons, and then like if you smoke or if you drink or whatever it is, da da da, like you lose brain cells, and eventually your brain devolves into Alzheimer's and dementia, and then you just die, because then your brain doesn't have any brain cells and it doesn't work properly. So then if your memory goes and then the other places in your brain go and you can't stop it, then obviously your functions of your organs will also decline, and then you will die. And you die at like 80, like 85. And like if you get it to 100, like you are doing it, girl. Like, yes, honey, you better live. You better be a centurion. But I think enough people have dementia that people without dementia are freaking the fuck out. And enough people have ALS that the people that don't have ALS are trying to figure out how we can interface human, you know, like the brain with the computer. But in terms of brain scientists, it's both are necessary, free will and destiny, because if you took out half of somebody's brain, your brain would figure it the fuck out, most likely, given the conditions of, you know, a person's body. But most people, you know, they're born with their brain cells and trillions of connections between those cells. That's why, have you ever heard the statistic, you only use like 25% of your brain? Yeah, because 25% of your brain is the actual brain cell, like the neurons themselves. But between those neurons are trillions of connections. Like, come on, somebody. So you actually use how much of your brain? 100% of your brain. You literally use 100% of your brain, because somebody told you you didn't, and you believe them because, I mean, they were wrong. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's science. You should never. That's your problem. That's your problem. It takes two to tango. Somebody has to signal, and you have to receive it. And then you have to interpret it, and you interpreted the information wrong. Even if you were a child, you should have grew up and learned. That's why you're listening to this show, though. It's okay. But free will versus destiny, I don't know. To me, I think free will, you know. I feel like I honestly, to be perfectly fucking honest, I feel like the only person in this universe that matters. Like, literally. I feel like I was picked up and dropped into a big ass fucking game, and it's only me, but I can't verify, but I'm pretty sure everything is working in my favor. I don't know. I can't quite tell. Things are working out too well. But, you know, I feel like it's free will. I feel like this is a big, giant game, and it's an iterative process, and we have to work through it. And there's something at the end of it that maybe is worth it, worth all the trouble. So, scientists in Cincinnati, Ohio, have gathered a plethora of medical data on thousands of children linking short-term exposure to something that we like really don't think about, because our bodies are so resilient, but children and elderly people, theirs are not as resilient as ours are. They're linking air pollution to negative effects on children's mental health. Like, literally published like last year, these two hospitals in Cincinnati, Ohio, have really linked suicide, specifically suicidal ideation and suicidal behaviors and anxiety to specifically air pollution. And not just in the short term, like they actually studied the effect of short-term exposure versus long-term exposure and all that kind of stuff. And even short-term exposure had unavoidable, like, like really long-term effects on children if it wasn't addressed in childhood. So babies, you know, they are dying in tragic and unavoidable ways because U.S. corporations, like the ones that pollute the air in this region of the country, that I didn't even really know about. I'm like, I could be poisoned and I wouldn't even know. We just drink your kombucha. Hopefully the microorganisms will clean you out. But a lot of these, and what pisses me off about living in this part of the country is that a lot of these corporations don't pay income tax. And it's like, you're polluting our air, you're not paying the tax. At least, if you're going to pollute our air, at least give us like a little bit of tax to clean it up or something, or pay somebody, at least like act like you're cleaning it up. I don't know, but doing nothing is not going to help. And you know that Greta little girl, that Greta girl crying at the UN? Yeah, I'm like, these kids right here crying. They are begging you to stop and you keep poisoning them. I'm like, these children in Flint, Michigan, they can't even beg because they don't even know because you already poisoned them. It's like, what the fuck? But in Cincinnati, what was promising about this research study was that these new medical scans, that's what really caught my eye. I've been like, wait, medical scans, like scans. And they're so expensive that no regular person could just go and get a scan done unless you have like hepatitis or something. I don't know. But there are various new medical scans, and the one that really caught my eye was the functional MRI. In traditional MRIs, you kind of have to lay very, very still, and it's like take slices of your, I don't know what it does, but it uses magnetic resonance to create an image around your body. I don't know. It can see your aura, it can see your life energy and all that shit. Basically, doctors have been given greater insight by these super advanced medical devices. Pretty sure they're probably from the inner earth or something. I don't know. But that's why I feel like children are being set up to fail. Like, generally, people are being set up to fail, including us. But that's why I feel like it's a game. Like, if it's a not being set up to fail in the sense of somebody being nefarious, but being set up to fail, like, we don't know the rules, and there are very steep rules, and if we just had a little bit of insight, we could, like, fend for ourselves. But environmental scientists, they've been suggesting that children not only suffer short-term issues, but those issues will continue to get worse later in life. So they use these medical scans to look at these children's brains. And the good thing that came out of this study actually is not the fact that the children, you know, got these medical scans under research, you know, paid for by research dollars, but it was the fact that they were able to catch it in childhood. And that's the promising thing. And that's why I'm like, that's why we're having an episode, because it's about neuroplasticity. And it's not just for children. It is everyone's natural ability to rewire their brain in the face of just like tremendous. And that's why these companies feel justified, because at the end of the day, certain things can be reversed. So anyway, neuroplasticity is your natural ability. And I don't even think you can activate this neuroplasticity without a consciousness behind it. And I think some people who wake up from comas and stuff, they kind of get an idea like, oh shit, I have to like relearn how to like walk and shit. Like that, all that shit is neuroplasticity. But you don't have to be in a traumatic event or be poisoned by a U.S. corporation. You can actually use neuroplasticity to your advantage. Talk about a natural remedy, bitch. New images from functional MRI scans and other scans. And that's the only one that just like caught my eye, because they can see the brain activity in real time. Other scans can observe molecules in real time. Like, I think we've talked about David Eagleman in various episodes where he observed calcium ions in real time, probably using a spectrometer, whatever the fuck it's called. But I'm not a scientist. I just read the shit. But anyway, all of this new science is leading to new discoveries that we as humans, it's kind of, feel very proud to be human, but we have various tremendous powers. And ancient oral traditions have been encouraging you to explore your natural abilities to rewrite your own mind. Rewire your own mind. Rewriting your thoughts to create a desired outcome. And then figuring out that all of this, like, foo-foo, oh my God, like, speaking it, yes, Lord, for the rest of our days. And you're speaking it to existence, and you're praising this, and you're worshiping that. But all the while, all of that belief kind of is thrown out the window because you have, like, actually proof that it's, like, biological. And that your mind and the brain with which it processes all this shit, if you don't take control of your mind and of the information that you are being fed, you will be exploited. And I don't care what your religion is, as long as you understand what your religion is, not just accepting ideas from who the fuck ever. So, you know, that's really all I had in terms of the science of it. I mean, there's a lot of information, but what I think is exciting about all of this is that it's coming out at the same time the AI is coming out. So it's kind of like we're converging on this, like, super cool, like, super, like, chill though, like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's just like, what, neuroplasticity, been here, done that. Like, we're at this point where everybody's just being nonchalant about our fucking powers. But maybe, I don't know, I'm sharing it with y'all. What do you think? Is it cool? I feel like it's important. I feel like I need to do some soul searching so I can really maximize these powers, you know? And how do you even evaluate yourself? Like, are you on the right track? Like, are you maximizing? So I did write down a few self-meditation kind of questions where you're just gonna just rhetorical kind of things. But, like, who are you? It's so weird. We have all of these powers, and I say powers because it's just cool. I'm just like, because it's on a show, it's like you use, like, dramatic drama. But it's just like, are you fostering your own intelligence? Like, this is an intelligent part of you that you don't have control over. It's just you look out in the world and you feel and see and you react, and that's how it is. But that's all good and well, just being like a little, like, deer or something, being like, what, a car, ah, you know, like being, like, reactive and, like, not really understanding and not really being proactive about your own destiny. I think it all starts with knowing yourself. And this, I've had just these weird experiences with these deities. I don't know who the fuck I've been meditating with, but they've been meditating with me, bitch. And they just want me to know myself. Like, who am I? And so I beg the question to you. What is unique about you? You're just living this normal ass life, like, just consuming products and media and just doing all these things. But who the fuck are you? What are you doing? And I think it's important to figure that out. I think it's important to figure that out because the essence of your mind are your thoughts. Come on, somebody. The brain is embedded within your mind. So the brain is the physical part of you, but these doctors, they're sensing your aura, they're sensing your bioelectricity. You have signals running through your body, running on top of the tissue. And the essence of all of that are your thoughts. That's what we're learning from these scans. I'm like, y'all are late. You're late. You need to recognize this, because what is happening is that Disney and everybody else and Apple, they're making content that is activating this part of you that you don't even know. Like, why is Apple giving a year away? Because they want you to watch their fucking shows. And not that there's doing anything malicious, but I'm like, they know how to activate your spirit, your essence. They know how to, that's your essence. That is your spirit. So Your brain is only the tool of the mind. The mind is the whole thing working together and the collective. So, the receptors all over your body, like your ears and your eyes and your goosebumps and all that shit, they create your nervous system, and it's a tool of the mind. Okay? So, you as a person, you and your spirit, that you are embedded within the environment, and then that is a collective mind or collective consciousness. So, let's bring it back to basic, because I'm like being like really like all in your face about this. I'm sorry, I don't know why, but you know, I really love, so I'm trying to start a business, and I already know anything I do is not going to be conventional. I don't even learn like nobody else. Like, I literally, it pisses me off, but I'm like, God, let me just do it my way, because if I do it, I could just do it right the first time if I did it my way. As opposed to doing it somebody else's way 45 times and then figuring out that, my way is the better and I should have just done it my way the first time. But I'll try it. There's A for effort, whatever. People would like you to try. It is what it is. But I realized that, like, if I build a business, it'll have to be like a hippie illustrator would. You know, like, being, you know, not basically not having one, but having some sort of structure, but like very loose and very like very loose structure, because a lot of inspiration has to be built into my day and my life, because I just don't create. I have to synthesize the world, and that's a part of the mind, is being able to synthesize your experience. And then the gift is being creative with it and creating something completely new from it. Or you can create a physical child too. That's also a creation. So we all are creators in our own right. And some people are gay and don't want to have kids, and that's fine. Well, I would love to have a child, but not with a woman. Sorry. My bad. Anyway, so what do you do when you wake up? What do you do when you wake up? I want to suggest to you trying to minimize every day. I want you to create a little bit of structure. Minimize sleeping in. So don't, you know, if you try to wake up at the same time every day, whatever it is. I am always up at like 5:45. If I sleep in, it's still 6:15. I don't sleep very well, as you can tell right now. I'm yawning. I swear. I'm excited. I'm so excited to be here. I swear. But I'm just sleepy, whatever. You should try to minimize your exposure to a lot of toiletries. So, like, if you can afford Castile soap, why don't you just use Castile soap? Why you gotta use all those chemicals? If you can afford coconut oil, why don't you just use coconut oil on your skin, or just, like, cocoa butter or something? Why you gotta use Dove's sodium lufrate oils and things, you know? Like, you don't have to do all the you don't have to do all of the fragrances and stuff. So, just consider, you know, are you doing a lot? Because what you're doing is you're putting a lot of energy into something that you don't need to. And your brain works the best when it's focused on one task at a time, because it's literally, that's all it can do. Like, you can do two things at a time, but literally you're only switching from one thing to the other very quickly. And it just stresses your brain out. You don't have to do that. Your mind, if you gave it structure, would appreciate it. Yeah. So I have my little routine. I don't really do much, but like, I have my routine, and I try not to use my phone. Or if I do use my phone, it's like light music or something. And when I say light music, I mean light, like turned down, because I don't like turned down music. But I just turn it down. Physically turn it down, not the tempo, but, you know, do something that makes you happy. I'm a musician, so music makes me happy. I always consume music, so it is what it is. It's just like being a painter. You always look at paintings. I'm a musician. I always listen to music because it's my shit. Anyway, the bottom line is that videos stress your brain out, because a video is activating the auditory and the visual and the thinking and all the parts and the fear and the emotions all at the same time. So that's why I'm like, listen to something. If you're going to do something that involves media, either just try to listen to it or just look at it. Don't try to do both at the same time. I like to dance while I listen to music in the shower. I try not to, but like sometimes it'd be a good song. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm about to fall, but let me get it in the shower though. And then breakfast food, do you eat? Should you eat? You should probably figure that out. Do you feel sick in the morning? I feel sick in the morning, so I can't eat. And if I do eat, it is coffee. And if it is coffee, it's 2 cups and that's it. But I have a very strict routine. If I deviate, I really do not feel good. That's like really divine. But anyway, and then last but not least, providing structure in the morning, I would also suggest, and this is just a very simple thing, a simple changes that you can make to yourself. I mean, to start activating. And because it's like a natural ability, all you have to do is just like wake up at the same time every day and like set your intentions and like make sure you put your energy into something that's necessary first thing in the morning. Being on Twitter like me, I try not to, but I mean, you can do what you want to do, but slowly but surely, I want you to start thinking about your intentions for the day and just how you plan on directing your energy wisely. I am very fortunate to have a job that I love, so I get to go and interact with people. I get to turn on the lights, and, like, do my little thing every day. That's my job. Do you have that? If not, start a garden. I don't know. Get a dog. I don't know. Learn how to do origami. I don't know. And if you consider your energy as precious, a resource, you also have to make sure that you resources, if it's a limited resource, so you have to replenish that resource. So getting inspiration, that could be a way of setting your intentions of the day. You know, you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to look at some books. I'm going to feel some stuff right now. I'm going to smell a bunch of flowers and just like, I'm going to use my senses. That's what you need to do. It's because inspiration is divine. Because we contribute to a collective consciousness, all you gotta do is call up the inspiration. You gotta be like, what is blessing me right now? Oh, the Lord is? Okay, well, my mind is blessing me right now. And so I want you to recognize that your brain is a dynamic and flexible system. That's what I learned on YouTube. I'm like, it's so fun. Oh my God. But it is only one part of your mind. You control your mind. See how I'm saying that? You control your mind. See, there's another layer. You control your mind, and your mind controls a lot of what happens in your life. But do you know anything about your mind? You have a natural ability to rewire your brain, reroute your thoughts, and transform your physical reality. I encourage you to maximize your mind's natural ability to do that. And you do that first by providing structure. You can't do multiple things at one time, so you might as well do one thing well really quickly. Your mind is your strength. So I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to Center of the Sun. Please send me your feedback. Host at centersun21.com, and please visit my blog, devon.org. Thank you for listening. Oh, it's spelled devaughn.org. And you can follow me on Twitter at naturaldevon. Have a great day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.